The bill by Republican Representative Matt Caldwell of Lehigh Acres targets the 60% of new state workers who fail to make a choice of retirement plans when they're hired. Caldwell said it makes more sense to enroll them in so-called defined contribution plans because more than half don't stay the 8 years it takes to become vested.
And if they don't make a choice, inarguably the better choice for them is to have something to take with them when they leave, rather than surrendering it to the pension plan.
At the heart of the debate is the Florida retirement system and its 622,000 active workers and more than 300,000 retirees. Most work for the state, cities, counties, school boards, or state universities. Legislative studies show 23% of the new hires are opting for the 401k-style plans, while just 17% sign up for a traditional pension. What's not clear is how many of the rest are making a choice by remaining silent. Democratic Representative Amanda Murphy of Newport Richey warned changing the default will confuse younger people.
A lot of people take these public jobs for that pension. Are we discussing with the younger people coming on the difference in the pension versus the now 403b plan and what it lacks for them later?
Democrat Dwayne Taylor of Holly Hill tried to strip the default change with an amendment he said would protect the economic future of the fund.
Vote for our heroes and sheroes who protect our community. That's our police officers. They're out there risking their lives every day to protect our community. Those firefighters are on the front line protecting our lives and our property.
But Caldwell said the pension's unfunded liability, known in legislative shorthand as UAL, wouldn't be affected by the bill.
As to the question of whether or not I believe the UAL will be increased in a way that makes the pension system unstable, I do not believe that to be the case. I think the pension system will be just fine.
Pension managers say the FRS is funded at nearly 86%, well above the 80% considered healthy. But Democrats say that's not enough. Representative David Richardson of Miami Beach offered an amendment that would require fully funding the pension within 10 years, but it was defeated. Caldwell added language to the bill that pledges to reduce the unfunded liability by even more next year, but it didn't specify an amount. Richardson asked if $1 would satisfy the amendment. That drew a curt response.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the most legalistic perspective, correct.
Caldwell's bill would also sweeten the defined contribution plan by offering survivor benefits now available only to members of the traditional benefit plan. Various Senate companions are working their way through the other chamber. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jim Ash.